From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll go to that massive mudslide in Washington State. Did clear-cutting play a role?
But first, it is April 1st, which means it is the day after the deadline to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. Unless you had problems signing up, in which case you'll get some more time. Or if you live in certain states where they extended the deadline altogether. Or if, well, let's just find out from NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, who's with us now. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Okay, well, let's get to these extensions in a moment. But first, we are hearing the number 7 million being thrown around. That was the goal the administration was aiming for when it comes to signups. Did they make it?
It appears they did, Jeremy, and that is a remarkable comeback. Remember, that was the original goal back before all the technical problems with the website surfaced in October and November. Then that initial rollout was so bad, congressional forecasters actually revised their estimate of number of people would sign up. They figured maybe only 6 million would take the chance. And for a while, even that seemed like it would be a real stretch. But what we saw was a big acceleration in signups as that March 31st deadline approached, and record traffic on the website and at the call centers yesterday. And the fact that they now appear to have gone over the 7 million mark is really a testament to a couple of things. One, the technical crew belatedly stepped in and repaired the website. And secondly, there really is strong demand in this country for workable individual health insurance.
Although still a goal that they set themselves, we should emphasize. And President Obama is going to be talking today. Is he going to be celebrating, or what are we expecting?
I think there'll be some satisfaction expressed today. Remember, it wasn't so long ago that the president had to stand outside in the White House Rose Garden and say, look, there's no sugarcoating it. The website's too slow. And he said back in October, no one was more frustrated than he was as he was watching his signature legislative accomplishment being undermined by a broken website. Now, ultimately, President Obama took responsibility for that, and obviously the site's been vastly improved. And while the Affordable Care Act is still unpopular, we are beginning to see some movement in the polls where it's less unpopular than it used to be. It's still likely to be a liability for Democrats in the midterm elections, but maybe not as big a liability as it appeared when all we were hearing about was people who were losing their private coverage and couldn't get on the website to buy new policies.
Now, yesterday was the deadline, but as we said, there are certain instances in which the deadline is not yesterday. It will be maybe a couple of weeks from now or maybe even later than that. Tell us about some of the state extensions that have been happening.
Yeah, most states have taken the same tack that the federal government has. I should say states that are running their own exchanges. They and the federal exchange have basically taken the position, if you were in line to buy coverage before March 31st and for some reason you weren't able to complete the process before midnight last night, you can still do so. So there is going to be some grace period. It's longer in some states than it is in others.
And the website was an issue early on. As you mentioned, it was having problems just the other night, right before people tried to sign up, right? Or as people were trying to sign up.
Well, there were a few echoes yesterday of the early problems with the website. For several hours yesterday morning, the site was down when routine maintenance stretched on past the point when it was supposed to be finished. There was also a period in the middle of the day yesterday when new customers coming to the site were temporarily unable to create an account, although during that time, people who were already in the process of signing up were able to continue. That was fixed in fairly short order. The other thing we saw yesterday was the queuing system was employed. That is, when the site got too crowded, some people were given a screen message that asked them to sort of step into a virtual waiting room or else leave their email address. It's kind of like going to a crowded restaurant and the hostess says, well, you can either wait in the bar or I can give you this little pager and you can step outside and come back when your table's ready. Some people were calling that a glitch. That was really, a by-design feature so that the huge deadline crowds didn't overwhelm the site. In general, the website performed pretty well amid yesterday's record traffic. By 8 p.m. last night, the site had been visited by more than 3 million people.
And the Affordable Care Act also boosts Medicaid coverage. Scott, how many people are now covered by Medicaid as a result of the ACA?
Yeah, we see about 6.5 million new Medicaid enrollees so far. Now, that number would be higher, but remember, only about half the states took advantage of the Medicaid expansion that's offered under the law. Of those 6.5 million people, some are newly eligible in states that did take advantage of the expansion, and some were already eligible for Medicaid but just hadn't signed up yet. So some of the new enrollment is a result of just the outreach that went on. You know, maybe people went to the website and discovered for the first time they're eligible for Medicaid. Maybe just all the talk got them to investigate their options. Health policy types call that the woodwork effect, as people who were already eligible but coming out of the woodwork. However you count it, though, there are now millions of people who are poor, or in some cases not so poor, who have Medicaid and health care coverage for the first time, thanks to the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, finally, let's zoom out here. How many people still are uninsured in this country after all of this? What kind of a dent has been put in the number of uninsured Americans?
Well, that's a question we're going to need a little more time to get a precise answer to. But it's clear that there has been a dent in the number of uninsured people in this country. We still have a lot of uninsured people in this country, but the numbers are coming down. We've seen surveys by both the Gallup Organization and the RAND Corporation, which show the percentage of people without health insurance is dropping, and it will continue to drop. Remember, this is not a one-year process. It's going to continue.
Right.
Yesterday was the deadline for the private insurance exchanges, but Medicaid enrollments will continue, and then, of course, we'll have another open enrollment period for private insurance beginning next fall. The Congressional Budget Office, the people who developed that original 7 million person forecast, they estimate the number of uninsured Americans will drop from about 45 million this year to 30 million by 2017.
All the numbers from NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.